but it's almost hard to believe. But we are, in fact, 1 year on from the terrible events in Kilvinny in Lixnaw, when Eileen and Jamie O'Sullivan were found dead at the hands of Massey O'Sullivan in an incident that shocked the country, really. And it kind of resonated again, and I was reminded of it again with the terrible events in Talla over the last number of days, that it hasn't been that long since it happened, but it has been indeed a year now. Anniversary masses are taking place this week in Lixnaw, and the first of them for Jamie and Eileen this morning at 10 a.m. Before coming on air, I spoke to Father Anthony O'Sullivan of Lixnaw Parish, and I first of all asked him about the mass, the details of it, and what kind of a year it's been in trying to come to terms as a community with those terrible events of September the 7th, 2021.
This morning at 10 o'clock, mass requested by Eileen's family for Eileen and Jamie, and then on Friday evening we have mass for the three of them at 7:30 on Friday evening at for Massey, Eileen and Jamie. Because it's the first anniversary, and important time for us in the community to remember the people who are gone, and also of course for the family to remember them and to pray for them as well, and we pray together.
And Father Anthony, it's a difficult thing to do because of the circumstances of what happened. It's 1 year on. I know throughout the last year they've never been far from the minds of the people of Lixnaw.
Well, of course. Look. When somebody dies in our communities, in our parishes, there's a sense of loss by the family, by the neighbours, by their friends. This, because three people and the tragedy of it is like this obviously strikes our heart on a broken way that. We are lost for words, and are lost for words, and feel very much for the people who are gone, and feel very much for the immediate family and neighbours and friends who knew them over the years. So there's a great sense of loss and of shock, and being it out of the blue.
It's hard for people to, I suppose, still grapple with it. What's it been like for the last year, when people would talk to you about it, or trying to process, I suppose, as a community, what happened, or are the masses part, a very important part of that process?
The mass is good, the mass is good. We've been gathered as a community to remember them, and of course, become a sense that God is with us in our good days, but also in our dark days, that God is joining with us in our pain. And obviously, this has been very painful for everyone, the loss of life, the people, the family, and the community. There's that pain, because you obviously, at a human level, you'll be very sensitive to the pain of people, especially to the pain of people who die in such circumstances and such loss of life. There's that sensitivity to that pain and to that sense of loss, of course.
Yeah, it is a very sad day, Father Anthony, but I know that we've also seen through that loss and pain the community in the area rallying around Eileen's family.
Yes, very much so. Like in any of our lives, when somebody goes from us, we appreciate the sympathy and the presence of people and our prayers. But again, that is there here very much so. That sense of humanity, that sense of care, and that sense of journeying again, having God with us again. And this will be in our mass like that. We remember them in a very human, very Christian way. That is what we're doing these days, and that's what we do every day in our lives as we try to live as authentically as we can.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were, look, Eileen and Jamie, I know they were key parts of the community, and one of the tragedies of all of this is that the loss of potential, I suppose, that was there, particularly for both of them, really, and particularly for Jamie as he was starting out his career.
Everyone was, these were, Jamie starting off in life, and the rest were young, relatively young people, so there was, should be many more years there, of course, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah, that is how we, that sense of loss is very poignant, very much so.
Keenly felt. So the mass taking place this morning, Father Anthony, for Jamie and Eileen.
The mass takes place at 10 o'clock here in our local church here in Lexna, St. Michael's, and again on Friday evening at 7:30. That is what's going to happen, and we pray for each other. We pray again for our hearts go out to the immediate family, of course.
Yeah.
We're very respectful of them, and we let the dead rest now and leave them at peace with God, and we support each other. And again, we pray for the loved ones.
That's a fair point, because it's an ongoing process, and unfortunately when you see, it can be very difficult for families and communities when you see, you know, similar type violent events taking place even just over the last weekend. It can bring it all back, so important that support continues.
Yes, like whatever it happens, and it, unfortunately it is becoming more common. It's terribly sad, and listening and to the news, and that you can see that there's a great rallying support by everyone in the local community throughout the country. Very sad and unbelievable
events. Father Anthony, look, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning, and good luck with the masses over the next week.
Thank you, Jerry. You're most welcome, and thank you very much as well, Jerry.